that Popper does not admit the seemingly incontrovertible fact that the state sanctions altruism, i.e. the kind of altruism that is allowed to exist, seems inconsistent, as he said to us that the only possible faith of the open society is a faith in reason, freedom, and the brotherhood of all men. It suggests that he was too enmeshed in the raging, overt fascism engulfing states right and left, and the book Modern Dictatorship, which was written as the totalitarian plan was unfolding, gives us a good sense of this, Modern Dictatorship, a few excerpts of which can be found in Palmer's chat. So the contrast I think we'll see between Popper and Neasley will be revealing. Popper, watching fascism rearing, hoped his work could help defang the beast for future generations. But Neasley, in the belly, couldn't be deceived. Saw the threat as embedded in the quest for perfection, and saw it had captured the state. Saw that the state is not just necessarily implicated in, but owes its existence to, stepchild and servant that it is of that quest. There's no way it could ever pose a challenge. Popper, with his eyes on the fangs, ignored the coils encircling his waist, and around all of us caught in the class system, i.e. the quest for perfection. And once we see that, that class is crafted and is the quest for so-called perfection, we can ask if we want to impose that on ourselves, on the species, or the planet.